Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino, Monday, April 8th, 2024. This is my pre-market report. Right off the bat, let's start off with checking out action here in the debt market. It doesn't look good. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. There is a sell-off going on here in the debt market. Rates are rising. 10-year yield 4.46. As I am doing this lovely morning report here. Okay, is it time to run for the hills? Are we going to panic? Never. We never panic here. But with that said, look, I still believe, and maybe I am off in la-la land, but I do not believe that the Federal Reserve is about to let this thing go. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. We have a presidential selection cycle going on here, and the illusion of the market must be maintained. However, the market is going to crack at one point. The market is going to crack at one point here. You know, it's always the same story. You turn on the freaking propaganda ministry, the Fox Business, the CNBCs, the Bloomberg. All they want you to do is focus on the Dow 30. Look at the Dow. Look at the Dow. It's not that. It's action in the debt market that's driving this freak show. You all know that. So you and I, because we're smart, are watching the drivers of this market, which is, of course, the debt market number one. The dollar on a relative strength basis, the dollar being a unit of debt as well. And this is all kind of summed up in the Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, free to you, free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. It comes up with a nice color code and a number. And right now, clearly, we are in a high risk zone. We're not too far from extreme risk. Now, understand, extreme risk doesn't mean we're about to crash at any given moment. And there's always this risk-reward factor with the market. You know, let's put a couple of other things together real quick. We have seen almost zero volatility in this market for a very long time. This thing just seems to defy gravity. Higher and higher and higher. Record. Despite, you know, all the bad economic news, which doesn't stop. It's not going to either, as you and I have called from a long time ago. The worse the economic news is, the faster the economy craters through the floor, the higher the market's going to go. We've been taking full advantage of that, and we're not going to stop taking advantage of that. However, yet again, we do need to keep our eyes on risk. And I'm not going to say that this isn't eyebrow raising. It is. When you see this kind of action here in the debt market, you know, it should concern you a little bit. No reason to get overly alarmed. We do not rattle. We do not panic. And we're not going to change a damn thing right now. We're in the right spot, you and me, as far as I'm concerned. We're betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, holding hard assets, adding to those positions, gaining exposure to commodities, staying long the stock market as well. I fully intend to stay long this market and buy more on the long end here. You all know my spots here. I have a large investment in JEPI. I'm building another position in JEPQ here, gaining exposure to commodities as well. These are where we need to be, okay? Betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks. It's the easiest thing on the face of the earth here. So with that said, we're going to watch this. We're going to keep our eyes on the 10-year yield. Are we going to hit a breaking point or a moment where this market cracks and comes apart? Abso-freaking-lutely, we are. I mean, there's no doubt about it. This thing doesn't make any sense. Its fundamental factors don't matter at all anymore. The promise of easy money in the market is getting off on that. You know, let me just say this, too. There's a lot of back and forth talk, even here on this blog, with what the Fed may or may not do. All right, the Fed's going to cut rates, period. All right, whether it's June, which is the most likely scenario, or July, it's one of these 2 months. I think there's an 80% probability that we're going to see our first cut here in June. A smaller percentage if it's going to happen in July. May is obviously not going to happen. So forget about that. All right. A lot of you don't believe it's going to happen at all, but we'll see as we move forward. I've explained to you why. The Fed already has the economy by the throat and then some. They got the consumer by the throat and then some. They need yet another avenue to inflate on top of expanding war. I hope you're paying attention to this. War is expanding rapidly. More funding for more war, more death, more pain, more suffering. What else would you expect? Now, on the back of that, I want to talk about this here. So clearly, people, there is a direct threat to the U.S. dollar as the world reserve. And many, many, many people are going to die because of this. So according to the World Gold Council, I mean, look this up for yourself, but I'm going to cover it for yourself. So right now, well, in 2023, the BRICS alliance is now the largest buyer of gold. And it goes on to say here that China alone purchased 225 tons of gold, while Russia, India, Brazil, and South Africa came in next. Now, in addition to this lovely thing here, this was on Thursday here. The Russia is now doubling its accumulation of gold and local currencies moving forward. So what are they doing here? They're setting up, obviously, a counter strategy against the dollar, but hold that thought for a moment here. Not only is it going to mean more war, but something else must occur for the BRICS nations to solidify their position here with regard to any kind of a threat against the dollar or the petrodollar. Keep that in mind here. So according to the Russian finance minister, they are looking to both double their holdings of gold and foreign currencies, which began here April 5th of this year, moving through May. Now here, again, it goes on to say that this development comes at a time when the BRICS nations are looking to stop using the U.S. dollar for cross-border transactions. I mean, this is no surprise to anyone that follows this blog, but what's missing? What's missing from that one major factor? Energy. And they know this already. You're not going to hear much about it because, again, this might rattle people. I don't know. But in order for the BRICS nations here to really threaten the dollar, not only do they have to add vastly, and I mean vastly, to their gold reserves and, of course, holding of foreign currencies, they also need to corner the energy market. Why do you think the BRICS nations want more OPEC nations to join their alliance here? And all this is going to mean is more war, more death, more pain, and more suffering. So let's just keep our eyes on that. 10-year yield, what's going on here with the BRICS nations? I promise to keep all of you on top of this risk in this market. Now, I want to talk to you about this. this was interesting. So Janet Yellen-stained creature thing that she is. It's not human, all right? No, just real quick. Do you know Janet Yellen has a fan club? Oh, yeah. Check some of these comments. It's very, very few people. But Greg is a liar. Greg says that people should love each other, care about each other, and be charitable. Meanwhile, he picks on Janet Yellen. She's not human. If you think for a nanosecond that Janet Yellen is on your side, along with the central banks and this political nonsense that's going on, well, then I guess that you don't belong here. But anyway, so Janet Yellen is touting this trip to China as a success. Imagine she said it was a failure. And she goes on to say that the U.S.-China relationship, I guess because of her, is now standing on a more stable footing. Do you believe that? No, I don't believe it either. No, absolutely not. Let's move forward here. Crude oil knocking on the $90 a barrel door here. This is going to put a boost behind the energy sector and the financial sector, as you well know here. Period. The freaking end. We got cryptocurrencies getting bit higher across the board. Bitcoin back over 72,000. Gold and silver catching a bid. We already talked about crude oil. Now, Jamie Dimon here wants you to know something. Two things from Jamie Dimon, you know, the CEO of the Wall Street Superbank, JP Morgan. Number one, he wants you to know that the U.S. economy is resilient. Very resilient. In fact, it's so strong that according to another report, we have more adult children living with their parents than ever. Not just here in the United States, but around the world. So our economy is so strong that families have to live together longer because they can't survive without it. Imagine how shocked I am, and I'm imagining how shocked you are too. So Jamie Dimon not only wants you to know that the U.S. economy is resilient, of course, because he wants you to borrow more. He also says that inflation will be stickier. Is that a word? Well, will stick around longer than it's being projected. Really? You mean we're being lied to again? You mean the Federal Reserve is not telling us the truth, and they never have and they never will? Oh, and of course there's going to be no accountability. What am I going to do with myself? I don't know. Make this stuff up, people. Make any of this stuff up. It's impossible to do. All right, so that's the story. That's where we stand. Imagine my shock about all this stuff. Watch risk in this market. Let's keep our eyes on the 10-year yield. Let's keep our eyes on, obviously, look, we all know what the BRICS nations are looking to do. And they're being called the anti-American alliance, the anti-U.S. alliance. All they're trying to do is, in my view, the right thing. Who would want to be subservient to the U.S. dollar? What are the two main exports of the United States? Number one or number two, I don't know which, how you want to put this, propaganda. That's probably number one that we're exporting to the world. And number two, because of the U.S. dollar being the world reserve, okay, and obviously the BRICS aren't liking this, who would, we get to export inflation to the rest of the world, and they're sick of it. They're sick of it. I don't blame them. I'm sick of it too. We're getting destroyed here. Okay, according to Dimon, inflation is going to stick around longer than we expect. What are they doing? They're continuing to inflate, and they're going to continue to inflate into oblivion here. We are becoming slaves more so than ever to their system. Period. I mean, you know, we can't be free, people. You know, you want to be free, then we got to get, you want to be a free Americans, because at least I know I'm free. Really, free to do what? To live under to serve these masters here? We live under their system. We're done. We can't be free if we have to live under the rulership of a central bank, in this case here in the United States, the Federal Reserve, gets to dictate everything to us, okay? And they're no more federal than Federal Express. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. This whole thing is just such a freak show on such a freaking epic scale. So let's keep our eyes on the bond market, as I said. I'll keep all of you on top of this as usual. That's it, people. That's all she wrote right now. So I will see you later for the live stream. I want to hear from you. Please comment on what I have covered here. All right. Time for you to sound off. Greg, you know what? You're out of your mind. None of this is true. Well, Greg, you're on target. I'm with you 100%. I think most of you would say that. All right. I'll see you later, as I said, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern. Until that time, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. That's all.